End of day of the Torah away, Sunday night, Rav Shlomo Weisbart.
No, it's my fault, I didn't know where I was going. Push it my fault. It's very interesting, my second is able, we can't do this actually, Rav Shlomo. That's why I thought about the Shia. But to this week, we are one Shia behind. Yeah. We started the Shia about Sakonis the Foshas, actually. I want to make a recap on that before we go back to this one about Sakonis Eva. So when we talk about Sakonis the Foshas, so we said again, the basic rule is, Moishi, that whenever there's a question of any risk to life, no questions asked, you have to be as quick as possible. And we'll see that tomorrow, hopefully, if that applies to all situations. But generally speaking, the general rule is that any doubt whatsoever that person's got, he is mechuyav to mechal Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says the more people that do it, I mean, it's because you want to be speedy, you want to be as quick as possible, the more people that do it, harizeh b'shabach, it's better. Zoriz niska. So that's the general thing to be doing. He mustn't ask any questions, just do what he has to do. Kiddush actually as well, some really Kiddush actually. I mean, even if you can save the person, but you know it's only a short time saving. I mean, so you're going to save the person for about a minute, let's say, even half a minute. You're still Mechal Shabbos. Chai Shol. One doesn't realize the value of life. It's an unbelievable thing. You see from the halacha over here in Shulchan Aruch, that what a person can do to Mechal Shabbos, I mean, look at that that's the classic case of you need to be careful, I'm not Mechal Shabbos. But even so, to prolong a person's life for a second, for a very, very short time, you're Mechal Shabbos. You wait all the Isur Shabbos a week. That shows the Chashivus of life. It's an important lesson. Once Mechal for fetus, all this is all included in Chel Shabbos. You have to do that. We said also last time, very interesting, that if the Choy doesn't want you to Mechal Shabbos for him, he says, no, don't Mechal Shabbos. You don't listen to him, actually. You're Mechal to Mechal Shabbos. If someone's got a pain in his heart, and someone records a chashash of danger. And the guy says, do me a favor, don't do anything now, I'm happy to wait. You don't listen to him. You mustn't listen to him. It's also to listen to him. A goy is an interesting shadow. The pashtus from the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that a goy you are not Mechal Shabbos for. But the poskim say that nowadays, and we spoke about this last time, that it's going to cause a tremendous friction. If the goyim realize that a yid doesn't bother saving them, it's going to cause a tremendous hatred. It's the cause of the itself. So the meister, they say that one was allowed to. In such a case, and obviously one tries to do a shinner whatever you can. I always try to do a shinner, but in such a case, the one's got no choice. One has to. Do that.
The doctor says no. He says yes.
We're going to count that question. What the patient says yes. I think they say the patient is better than the doctor. Actually, I think the other way around as well. The patient says no, and the doctor says yes. I think this is the doctor. I'm not sure. I'll check it out. But it's interesting. The master, we're very, very maker with these halachas. The master, look, it's a risk to life. The master, you can't take any risk. That's the thing. So that's all much to do. You're allowed to Mechal Shabbos even for a mumma, someone who doesn't keep, he's not showing the Shabbos at all, you're allowed to. Even a person was negligent, actually, he walked in the middle of the road, so he didn't know where he was going, posher, such a person also Mechal Shabbos for. So Mechitza, you're Mechal Shabbos for anyone who is in the danger of losing his life. This is interesting about emotional stress, that's an interesting thing, that's also what has to do with that, is that a person can speak about. Nowadays, that can lead to second stuff. So, for example, that lechera also one can be Mechal Shabbos for. I mean, I don't know how it's on. Someone's on top of a building and says going to jump off. So, lechera, they're also one of Mechal Shabbos. It's not a person like that. You might jump off.
That's
clearly the person standing on top of the jump. Like I'm saying, someone's emotionally disturbed. And the mice say he's going to do something which is serious. You have to be Mechal Shabbos to stop. That's always
all right. One still has to say.
That's right. Nowadays, the Chaznish, he says a long time ago, and in the time of the Chaznish, that most people are mum nowadays, they're not lachakis, they haven't been educated. The tradition is, but most people are not being educated properly. In other words, it's not their fault that they're not keeping Shabbos, and therefore we've got a mission to save them. obviously, if time is of the essence, then one does everything oneself. This is an interesting halacha, we're going to speak about this a bit more tomorrow, but this is an interesting halacha. If time is of the essence, then a yid does everything himself. But there are more rights that she must remember that Shabbos, which is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh, is Dechuyo. It's pushed off. That means it's not a stammer heter, just do anything you want. It's not a Hutra, it's Dechuyo, it's pushed off. That means if a person can minimize the Asurim, obviously one has to make a cheshbon what that means. Yeah, it means if a person, for example, there's a woman having a baby, that's called chazal poshul. But normally, time is not mamish imperative to get there straight away. You've got normally a bit of time to get there. So if you can use the phone with a shinui, you can get a non-Jew to phone, then that's better to do. If a person's got a pain in his heart, the ma'aser can't play an alarm, then there's nothing to do. Then the yid does everything himself without any shinui. Means, ad-kidei-kai, one doesn't realize this, but if it means that the yid has to drive the person to hospital, then the yid has to do it.
Why can't you go to hospital?
Okay, you're right. I don't know. If you could phone Hatzolah, the man, he's right. If Hatzolah is better off than the person driving to hospital, by the time you get to hospital, doesn't know what happens. But if Moshe, for some reason, he can't get hold of Hatzolah, let's say, I don't know, whatever it is, let's say, or someone's in an area where there's no Hatzolah, that one's not, so he's in such an area, then I say, if he has got a missile, drive the car to the hospital. What he does when he gets to the hospital, the car is not a shiloh. That's not so simple then, because the ma'aser then you've got a problem switching the engine off and everything. But that's a separate question. But
answer to the shi is that even though the patient says don't do mechal shabbos, but you think he does, so you should do mechal shabbos. Well, it's only tuchel, it's not hotra.
Even if it's Tuchuya, he's starting to call a shout because he didn't.
The patient says, I can cope, don't need to.
But often he doesn't know what he's talking about, the patient. So often the patient, it's very, very common, the patient doesn't realize, as I said. The person's got a pain in his heart, for example, and the patient says, let's stop it, it's something. If he's had it before and he knows it's indigestion, there's no shyla. But it's the first time he's having it, he's got a symptom of what you call it. It can be serious. Often the person doesn't want to be called a shabbat. They're away from it, they don't want to be called a shabbat. It's a chesed they make, which is wrong. So one can't rely on the patient in such a case. One has to be Mechal Shabbos. I'm saying the patient knows he's been in this scenario before, and that this is nothing. He's been that before, nothing's going to happen. And yes, but generally speaking, in a serious situation, one can't rely on the patient. Like I say, people are very. It's a nice thing. People are very careful not to be Mechal Shabbos. The thing is, it's wrong. Wow. It's overmoding a mice actually. For Karim Hoot Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence actually, someone said, "Oh, interesting mice." He was in hospital before Yom Kippur many years ago. Go back a long, long time ago. And the doctors came in to check him, and after a while, the doctor said to him that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Judging from the situation that he's in, he passed him that he should eat. She was very upset, actually. So he told his wife to go to Chaznish, and ask Chaznish what he says. So he told the Chaznish exactly the problem, and see what the Chaznish says. So his wife went to the Chaznish, and she read out the whole story, exactly what it is. Chaznish thought for a bit of time, and Chaznish said, yeah, he should break his fast. I was back. She went back to the Shlomo Lawrence, told him what happened. That was it. On Erev Yom Kippur, where did he go? On Erev Yom Kippur, he said he was in the hospital of Shlomo Lawrence, and in walked in the Chaznish.
Make sure
it's great. And he said, in those days, it was two buses to get from David to this place in the hospital. It wasn't an easy job. Mm-hmm. The Chaznish came and sat down to him and said, I'm really what he said to the Chaznish. He said, you know, in the Torah, he said, there's a mitzvah of fasting Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah of the Torah. There's a mitzvah of the Torah also of the Chaybah. You should look after yourself. So there's two mitzvahs. When a person is healthy, he's got a mitzvah of eating or fasting and kippur. When Hashem puts a person in a matzav where he's not well, then he's got a mitzvah of a chayv and mitzvah of bringing a kippur. He said, for you, this Yom Kippur, your mitzvah is to break the fast. That's your mitzvah. He went out, that was it. He wasn't spoiled. On an air Yom Kippur, you spend time with, but that's how a person has to look at it. I mean, if a person, I know we're very careful of bringing shalom, which we should. I mean, I'm have to be careful of bringing shalom, but if there's a necessity, if a person realizes there's something which might be necessary to do, he shouldn't ask any kashas, he has to be mechalel the Shabbos. That's it. Okay, let's come back to our case. Now, when we gave a shiur last time I spoke here, we were very busy with just the last part of Sakonas Eva. Sakonis Eva is various situations where a person, there's no danger to life, the apostle would say. It's not danger to life. But there's a danger of a loss of a limb. Lamoshra, there are many examples. I wrote down a few examples. Let's just see what I've got over here as examples. Sakonis Eva, right, some nebuch, a site which should be cut off, which is hanging on or whatever, a big knock to the eardrum, a big shock to the eardrum could be a danger to the Sakonis Nefosha, Sakonis Eva, and a retina detachment can also be a Sakonis Eva. Now, all these things are danger to the limbs, but they're not danger to life. So there's a certain halach in Shulchan Aruch, which is spoken about, and there the Shulchan Aruch says that in such a case, a person could be mechal of Shabbos, with a shinui. You're allowed to do mechal shas with a shinui, you can ask it to anything, but you can do mechal shas with a shinui, but you cannot do an issur d'oraisa yourself. So we said last time, and the only case we could think of was a problem is the wash of driving a car. You can't drive a car with a shinui. So that would be a problem. So a person wants to get himself to hospital, he couldn't do that with the car. But everything else is mutter. What we had a problem with last time was that many doctors, and I've spoken to many, many doctors about this now, many doctors say that lechoira, very often, sekonos eva, there's a risk of infection. And a risk of infection is sekonos nefoshes. So that's... Oh, so now the child is actually, I asked, but now that I had this broken, dislocated shoulder, so when I was speaking to the doctor there, I said to the doctor there, what happens if you don't bother with your shoulder? What happens? If you don't bother, you leave it. You don't fix it back into position. What happens? Can you lose it? So she said to me, she's never had this question before, actually. She doesn't know. She's never, ever had this question before. So she doesn't know. She doesn't know. But then, when I was there, it's interesting, I came in a bit late. I waited the whole night. I didn't come in straight away. And I heard her telling someone else, I hope we can get it back in position, because it's been quite a while. And I said, well, sure, it did. But it's interesting. As I was looking at the safer of first stroll, or a Bodner, he brings down an interesting thing. He says, sometimes, if an Ava is not put back straight away, it can get inflamed, and it's very difficult to put back in again. So it's very interesting. I say it's very hard. This question over here is a very, very tricky question. I say many doctors, I've spoken to many, many doctors about this, they don't know themselves what is the chilek between sakonas eva, sakonas nefoshes. Many of them will tell you that a lot of cases are sakonas eva are sakonas nefoshes. But it's from shulchan aruch, mashma, it's not like that. The shulchan aruch is clear that there's a situation sakonas eva without sakonas nefoshes. I can't tell you what it is. I'm saying generally they are very worried. Generally, most of the doctors nowadays are very worried that many sakonas evas can involve, I say, through infection. One of them told me, the marshal, for example, you have a broken bone. So if the bone is sharp and it's near an artery or vein, it's the wrong thing, there could be sakonas nefoshes. If it's a sophic, I'm saying the shyness, we're going to see tomorrow. Is every single sophic a core sakonas nefoshes? That's the question. Is, and that's what you're going to see tomorrow, not every single sophic is called sakonas nefoshes.
Not every single.
So you have to know, they're very worried about the dots. Huh?
I said one could live with a dislocated shoulder, but it's very, very painful.
But that's not anything called a shoulder, though. But you're right, it's very, very painful. Someone's got a detached retina, it doesn't sort out, he can lose an eyesight, yeah? But it's not sakonas nefoshes. So it's an amazing thing, actually, what one has to do for Shabbos. On one hand, you see how chomosh Shabbos is, and because sakonas eva, I can't do it. So I was looking a bit at the same behavior from a Rishis Yisrael. Sorry?
Yeah,
a goy, yeah, that's definitely, yeah, a goy to do anything. That's always possible, yeah? What? A goy is nothing. The whole history of Rafur Shabbos for a goy, sakonas eva, sakonas eva, there's no problem with goy. But the Shabbos is supposed to get to hospital, that's the thing. That's the start. How's the person going to get to hospital? So I was looking a bit over here by, what do you call it? By sakonas eva. What?
It is a retached retina, it can't be a sakonas nefoshes because a similar nefoshes can mess.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I say, even when you say Chazal say this, it's a good idea what you say. I don't know if it's mamish commits. I say it's right. In a way, they're right. The Shulchan Aruch says damage to the eye is connected to the heart. But I'm not sure if a retina is the same thing. An eye problem is connected to the heart. That is called sakonas nefoshes, Shulchan Aruch says. But whether damaged retina, which the doctors know what it is, they know what it is. So here's very interesting. So what's the problem? Let's talk about a dislocated arm. That's much easier. A dislocated arm is very common, especially in children. What's wrong with putting it back on Shabbos? What is the issue to put it back on Shabbos? Very interesting. So some say it's actually tikkun mona, believe it or not. Like you're making the guf better. The chiddush. I would say it could be shad of boin them. It's like the guf for Adam is called shayt of binyan. So midrabbonon is an issue. So in Shulchan Aruch actually over here is a bit of an interesting thing. Shin kav ches. Sorry. Well, you're putting it into position. You're knocking the bone. You're putting the bone back into position. So you joined it. You joined it into position. That's why with a dislocated shoulder, I can't tell you all the details, you just see on the x-ray, you can see there's a shoulder joint and the bone has come completely away from it. And what they do is, after Baruch Hashem, the x-ray, after it gets put in again, you see it's knocked into position again. So it's mummied firmly back in. That is, it's fixed. That's like boina, many possible. That's like boina. Huh? Makapati, some say it's makapati, some say it's boina, yeah, some say it's different things, what could be the issa? So here in Shulchan Aruch, very interesting, I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about exactly. There's two Shulchan Aruch over here. One is the Siv Lamed, Shin Kav Ches Siv Lamed. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Nishmatot Peret Yodoy Raglim Kema, someone who's slipped out his joint from his hand or his foot, Lo yishav shenu har b'soyim. You mustn't rub it with cold water. Now, how that works, that I don't know. Shezeh rufu osso. You mustn't do it. That is a rufu is osso. How that gets it back in again, I don't know. That's halacha number one. There's another halacha over here in Shin Kav Ches. Let's just find this one over here. See if Nun Beis, that's more relevant to us. Sorry, Mem Zayin. Etzem Shiyotzum Koma, a bone that's come out of its position. Maxino, so you can put it back. Now that's interesting. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out over here. The Morgan Avraham disagrees with this because he says it's different to what we learned before. And therefore you can't put it back. And many Achrayim copy this over here. And therefore many say one should not put it back at all again. Unless the days of the Kodos Nefoshes. So it's saying, in Shulchan Aruch it's not clear what's going on exactly. In one place we say it's allowed, one is not. Generally speaking, the poskim seem to write. I've got the same Hilchos Rifos Yisrael over here. Now, I thought this was the best place to look. He brings over here, I read out what he says. I take no achrayus over here in any name. I'm just telling you what he says over here. He's talking about, first of all, a dislocated bone. In many instances, particularly if the nerve is trapped, there's a possibility of risk to a limb. That's if the nerve is trapped. However, since it's not definite, then one should ideally walk to the doctor, or one should ask a non-Jew to take the person to the doctor. If a non-Jew is not available, then it says you can take on that Sakonas Ava and a Yid, and they put it back in position. So it's interesting what comes out. I mean, ideally, these things that have moved out of position, the Moshe, an arm is much more common than a shoulder. But let's say an arm has come out of position. If you ask me what to do, the best it looks like from Shulchan Aruch is to get a goy to put it back in the position. It's very, very painful. That also is interesting. I mean, if it's very, very painful, the Moshe, then many poskim say, if it's very, very painful, many poskim say you can treat it as Sakonas Eva. So, because, let me just explain to you what I'm saying over here. This area where the bone has come out, it's been dislocated. Moshe, an arm or a shoulder. Pashas is not Sakonas Eva. And therefore, really, one should ask a non-Jew to do it. And one shouldn't ask a Yid to do it. That's really the basic halacha. However, if a non-Jew is not available, or if it's very, very painful, which is apparently sometimes it can be emotional, just to get a shoulder is very, very painful, actually. I can tell you that. That's what I can tell you. It's very, very painful. That, they say, that it's very, very painful, then one can rely on the opinions that are dislocated. But join that, this could be Sakonas Eva, and therefore you can go to
it. You can put it back. So, yeah. In other words, let's say it happens on this morning, once you do it straight through, roll the way to the market.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, that's what you've been asked to do, Nechayre. If it's very, very painful, it means again.
Either way. Now, I imagine it's painful, no?
Yeah, but that's very really much better than it was. I mean, it's not excruciating. When it's out of position, it's mum is excruciating, it's mum is painful. When it's now, the mum is painful.
The better, you're trying to say,
Yeah. So that's the choir, what comes again, that when it's dislocated, the choir, what should come out is, the best is to get a goy to do it. So one can get a goy to phone an ambulance or a goy to phone a taxi, the choir, take it to hospital, and the A&E will sort out. That's what they do. That's the best. If that can't be done, the marshal, so I don't know what happens to the marshal, let's say someone's got a Yiddish doctor around the corner who can help him out. If he can't get a hold of a goy, it's true, the pain is very painful, then the choir one can rely, like Sakonas Eva, and then one's allowed to do it. Then one won't be allowed to do it. So it can't, it's Kiddush actually. But sorry?
Is it easier to get it back in if you do?
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I asked them. I said to them, that's what I asked this doctor. Does it make a difference if you do it straight away? So she said, I said, well, I'm just believing it. Does it make a difference? So she said to me, she's never had this question before. She doesn't know the answer to this question. But I'm telling you, in this safer for our Bodner, he writes that some posts can say that if you leave it for a while, it can get inflamed, and then it's hard to get in. But generally speaking, normally it makes no difference how you leave it. It's very painful, but generally speaking, it does not make a difference how long you leave it to be able to put it back in again. So really, I'm saying, practically speaking, dislocated shoulder is exceptionally painful, so I think, generally speaking, a dislocated shoulder, there's no goy available, then one would rely on a yid being able to put it back in again. An arm, I've had it with a child, an arm has become dislocated. So that takes seconds, they can put it back in a second. It goes very easily. That, lechaira, again, if a woman can do it with a goy, it's the best. If the child's in a lot of pain, the person's in a lot of pain, then lechaira, you'd be allowed to ask me to do it. All right, what do you say? I mean, it's great.
Careful, walk out.
Good to see you. Yeah, watch out, I'll be back, yeah.
You're in hospital.